This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
In the USA, Florida teachers are now required to out gay students. The Sarasota County School District has recently adopted this policy following the Don't Say Gay Bill, which is otherwise known as the Parental Rights Education Law. School staff must now notify the principal and the school counsellor and seek parental permission if a student asks to be called by a different name or use different pronouns other than the ones which they were assigned at birth.
This is horrendous. There is no other way of describing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous.
Yes, and they need to complete a gender support plan. And that process is dependent on the administrators giving out permission. Otherwise, the student will be both dead-named and misgendered at the school.
And the only reason this has got out is because somebody had to attend a training briefing session on it, and they took photos of the flow charts that show the process. Is it a deliberately complicated process? Is it? It's just having a process for this sort of stuff is ridiculous.
Yes.
And designed to do everything they can to, scare kids, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And a CNN analysis has found there are currently over 150 anti-LGBT bills that have been introduced at the state level in the US so far this legislative session.
It's amazing because we talk about Russia and the anti-propaganda laws they've had there about, you can't talk about any LGBT issues around kids. This is really similar, and this is America.
Mm. And also, they can't call students by their nicknames without the permission of parents. And one teacher said, if I can't call Jonathan John when everybody in his family does, unless I get a permission slip, it makes teaching a bit difficult, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What more can I say?
Yeah.
America.
Yes, exactly.
Across to Vietnam now, where Vietnam is bringing in some new standards for LGBT health. I call Vietnam actually the quiet achiever in LGBT rights because they've just sort of been, without fuss, bringing in a whole series of changes. Vietnam's health ministry has officially confirmed that same-sex attraction and being transgender are not mental health conditions. Now, that sounds like it should be a no-brainer, but, again, they're on a journey to modernise their LGBT rights and their medical system and things like that. So this brings them in line with, many global health standards and human rights standards. One of the outcomes of this, it means that homosexuality cannot be cured or needs to be cured and people don't need to be converted in any way. So they've actually, with this change, effectively removed the need for conversion therapy.
Mm, thank God. Yeah, it was back in 2013 that the government removed same-sex unions from the list of forbidden relationships. It's extraordinary that they had such a list, but they haven't allowed for legal recognition of same-sex relationships.
And they've done some other things in the area of transgender people being able to change their legal gender. But Human Rights did a report in 2020 showing that there was this factual misunderstanding and lots of negative stereotypes that were fueling the human rights abuses against LGBT people. So hopefully this change, particularly to the health sector, which is a fairly, it's a very fact-based sector, by giving it the government stamp, hopefully that will lead to some changes for them.
Mm, let's hope so.
Yeah, they've actually outlined some instructions for all medical centres, which includes workers need to ensure gender equality and respect, and they're not allowed to interfere nor force treatment upon groups. So they're fairly clear directives for medical professionals in Vietnam.
Yeah, there's five of them. A good list. Mm. And in the UK, conservative activists, which is kind of an oxymoron, they're going to be offered free condoms and dental dams at this year's party conference. And the condoms are going to have slogans on them such as strong and stable and honourable member. Yeah.
So this is the this is a queer group within the Conservative Party who are sort of trying to, you know, prod and probe for some changes to make happen. And this is their way to sort of get everybody's attention. They're sort of, you know, they've sort of got a few mixed messages there around, you know, monkeypox and everything. But really they're trying to the Conservative Party in the UK has had a very poor track record in the past few years on LGBT rights. So hopefully these people can do it. And they're using humour. So they've some of the politicians that have agreed to be a part of this, Emma Best, her slogan is Bang for Best.
And Nick Rogers is Roger for Nick. And Andrew Boff, that's a great name, Boff Safely. Peter Gibson, Glove It for Gibbo.
Oh, well, of course, dozens of MPs didn't take up the approach, but, you know.
At least some did.
Absolutely, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.